from them sort of made a sound curtain into the water. The sound went down into the water, and it sounded like heavy bombardment, and we could hear nothing on the hydrophones.
How did you do it? You just say, help us find Nessie, and they said, all right.
Well, we called them on the answering machine. We hoped to speak to someone in person, but this man who was apparently was in charge, he was out, and we left a message on his answering machine, and I said that if you want to sponsor us, please stop the flying. And apparently they heard that and took notice of it, and before we knew it, the Minister of Defense was involved.
I take it you haven't found him yet, or her?
No, we haven't. We got some unidentified sounds. They're very short duration. And then we have heard pike and eel and such.
But you believe that there is something there? You really believe it?
Well, let us put it this way. If there is nothing there, you must ask yourself what 3,000 witnesses or so have seen.
Well, there is that. Although lots of people seem to have seen lots of things over the years, haven't they? And we've never discovered quite what they are.
No, that's true. But last year in Norway, in a lake there, with a similar story of a monster, we recorded a sound that a number of scientists and institutions are unable to explain and put it down